This broadcast is coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle of the First Baptist Church of Algiers, located at 501 Opelousas Avenue. Our post office box number is 6250 New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. This is Pastor H.G. Gale speaking and inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next hour, and may the blessings of our Lord rest upon us. Our dear Heavenly Father, how we thank Thee for this tabernacle that where the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ goes forth, shines forth from, and our Father, the glorious light of the gospel, and we thank Thee for it and how it reaches out in this area and throughout the nation, and calling men and women, children, unto our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the gospel. Christ died, Christ buried, Christ risen, Christ exalted, Christ at the right hand of the Father on high, and Christ coming back again. And our Father, we thank Thee this morning that we can proclaim that message of good news to guilty sinners. And we thank Thee, our Father, for saving sinners, awakening sinners everywhere, bringing them to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us in this hour. May Thy great grace rest upon us. And for Christ's sake, we ask it all in His name. Amen. Amen. Now let's sing number 55 in your hymn books. Number 55, At the Cross. Everybody join in the singing. Number 55.
Yeah.
at the cross. Never get tired singing that number. At the cross, all of my sins rolled away on Christ, in Him. And what a wonderful thing it is to have God remove all your burden of guilt away from you, and you are forgiven, accepted in Christ. It's good to be with you folks again this morning. Praise the Lord for this crowd here at the Metropolitan Tabernacle. And I know there are thousands who are listening in radio land to us at this time. Now let's sing number 309, He Keeps Me Singing. 309, and everybody stand as we sing this one. You able to stand? Come on and sing. Stand with us. Everybody. Ask the choir to sing this number, Accept It in the Beloved. Has to do with our message.
Thank you.
Amen. And the beloved God's marvelous grace calls me to dwell in this wonderful place. God sees my Savior, and then He sees me. Where does He see me? In the beloved, accepted and free. My friends, this morning, may I say once again that it's the greatest thing in the world to be accepted of God, to be accepted of Him. I know many will say, I accepted Christ, I accepted Him. But have you ever asked yourself this question, have I been accepted of God? Have I been accepted of Him? And if you have, you have been accepted in Christ because of Christ. Without Christ, there's no acceptance. Without Him, there's no acceptance whatsoever. And that's our subject this morning, accepted in the Beloved. Yesterday morning, wrestling, thinking about the message, I had something prepared altogether differently than what I'm going to speak on now. And seemingly the Lord just swept that away from me and led me through this message this morning, accepted in the Beloved. That's the reason why I asked the choir to sing that song. It's always blessed my heart to know you've been accepted in the Beloved, in Christ. God's accepted you. And I'm sure He accepted me. I know that for a fact. I know I did not accept Him. I knew there came a time I wanted Him above everything in this world and longed after Him. But first, it was God who accepted me and put that longing in my heart after Christ to where I had to have Him. And when He was given to me and handed, as it was revealed to me, oh, He became mine. He was mine then. And only then could I accepted Him. I wanted Him more than anything in the world. I accepted God's precious gift to us. And salvation is a gift. Christ is a gift. Think of that. And a gift is something you do not earn. You do not merit. You see, you didn't work for it. It's something that was bestowed upon you. A gift. A gift. How many people are working their way to heaven, trying to work their way? Or they think they'll get to heaven by works, by working themselves to heaven. You don't get to heaven that way, my friends. Salvation is by grace through faith. Salvation is the gift of God bestowed upon poor guilty sinners and sinners whom He is well pleased with, sinners whom He loves. But I want to read to you from the first chapter of Ephesians. Do you have your Bible? Let us turn there. Ephesians, the first chapter. Begin reading with the third verse. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. My friends, do you know Christ? Do you know Him? Do you know Christ? He accepted us where? Had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now you leave Christ out, you have no blessing. You have no acceptance. You have no home. You have no true religion. According as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Isn't that wonderful? to know that I stand before God without blame, before Him in love, because I'm in Christ. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or do you have a dry religion? Dried eye religion? No heartfelt religion? It's just a form. You might say it's the hull, but it's the kernel's not there. Oh, how sweet to know Christ, my friends. If I can just talk to Him about Him and say just how sweet He is and how precious He is to know Him. As your Lord and as your Savior, do you, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Isn't that wonderful? You think about that? He made us accepted in the Beloved. That's my text this morning. Who did it? God did it. He. What does the text tell us? What does the text tell us? He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. He. Where does your salvation date back to? Mine dates back to 1952. God awakened me. Has God ever awakened you, my friends, to your lost condition? Has the Holy Spirit ever opened your heart? And you were made to see yourself as a guilty, wretched, lost sinner? Of course, I could go along. We have a lot in here. But let's go into our subject this morning, our text. He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. I, like I said in the beginning, I did not accept Him. In fact, I didn't want Him. No sinner wants Christ. No sinner desires after Christ until God begins to deal with you. Let us this morning, I want you to listen to the Word of God. Let us this morning stand in holy awe. And that word awe has reference to reverence, holy reverence, and see how the love of God to His beloved Son overflows and runs like a river of life to all those who are in Christ Jesus. When the Heavenly Father said in Matthew 3:17, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," the same holds true to all who are in union with Christ, with Him. It is as if He said, "These also are My beloved," for His sake, His people. As believers, we are assured by the above text that we are accepted in Christ the Mediator to the praise of the glory of God's grace. Let me repeat it again. I know when God saved me, it wasn't too long afterwards that I came to see that He saved me to the praise of the glory of His grace. And it's been that way ever since. It will be that way throughout all time and eternity. Now we know that Christ was the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, as John 1:14 tells us. And He was always the Father's beloved. But how wonderful it is to know that He makes us, the believers, His beloved. The Lord has called us beloved who were not, and made us His people who were not. Isn't that wonderful when you think of that? Once we were not a people, you might say, of God, the children of God. But now, in the Beloved, in Christ, we are a people of God in union with the Lord Jesus Christ, accepted of the Father. What love God has for us flows to Christ and then to us in Him. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and power. As Colossians 2:9 and 10 tells us. My dear friends, if you're in Christ this morning, you are complete in Him. Nothing can be added to your salvation in Christ. Nothing can be taken away. It's all in Christ. We are complete in Him. And when God calls us to the wedding feast, and we are the happy guests who sit at the table of grace, not for our sakes is this done, but for Christ's sake, that it might be all of grace. Oh, can you go back? Do you remember the time when the Lord called you to the table of grace to feast on the Paschal Lamb, Christ? What a feast. I've been feasting on Him now since 1952, on the Paschal Lamb, eating His flesh, drinking His blood. He said, if any man drink, eat not His flesh and drink not of His blood, he had no part in Him. But that individual who feeds on Christ is a part of Him, accepted in the Beloved. Do you, as a believer, do you love and relish that title, accepted in the Beloved? Do you relish that title? You ever think about it? That I have been accepted in the Beloved? To think that God accepted me in Christ. Just thinking yesterday, meditating along that line, not for the first time, but time and time again, to think of God, the Creator, a sovereign God, accepting me, a sinner, in Christ. Calling me to the banquet hall, as it were, of grace, and spread before me a feast. Christ, to feast upon Him, and to just relish in Him, and to think over and over, and feast upon all what He has done for me. From the beginning of time, before time. Oh, my friends, is not the Lord Jesus Christ altogether lovely to you? Even after you've used every description you possibly could, defined Him as the best way you possibly could, and then when you got through, it's like that maiden, the Song of Solomon. She says, He's altogether lovely. He's just altogether lovely. I can say no more. I can find no description of Christ. No further description. And do you know, you can speak only those things that you know. You can only tell it sometimes, not in everything, but sometimes are confined secretly to your own heart, and there's many things you can express it like you want to. And then you have to say like the maiden, he's altogether lovely. That's all. Christ is altogether lovely. He's lovely. But he doesn't mean all that to me. I don't see him as such. I don't see him as lovely to me as you say he's lovely to you. I don't feel that way about it. I go to church. But Christ doesn't mean that to me like you say it means it to you. He's not real to you, to me like you say he's real to you. And I don't have that assurance that I have been accepted of God. I know I accepted Christ. I gave the preacher my hands. And from then on, I decided I'll go to church regular. I'll tithe. I'll say my prayers before I go to bed at night. But he's not lovely to me, like you say. I don't feast on Christ. You make a lot of Christ, of him. And you say the Father's accepted you. I know nothing about that. My friends, think about what I've just said. Think seriously with me. It's not your acceptance of him that counts, but it's God's acceptance of you. And because he brought you this way this morning, and he's caused you to tune in by the radio to listen, that he has a design and purpose in it all, that you may know whether you are in Christ, or it may be of your only acceptance of him. But what can you say this morning? I have been accepted of him. Yes, like I've said many a times, before 1952, I was going on my merry way, doing the best I can. Had my own religion. You might say everybody has a religion of their own. And God awakened me. God awakened me. My friends, if you've never been awakened, you can never say you're saved. And don't you dare say you're saved. It's God the Holy Spirit who awakens the soul. It's God the Holy Spirit who reveals God's purpose and design for your life. It's God's purpose of grace to show you your need of Christ. I ask you this one question. Do you relish that title, accepted in the Beloved? That I have been accepted in Christ. Do you delight yourself in it? You may have been accepted in the church. You might have been accepted on the church rolls. You might have been accepted as a good man or a good woman. That's wonderful. But can you relish in the fact that you have been accepted of God? I love him because he first loved me, you see. I love him because he first loved me. Is not the Lord Jesus Christ altogether lovely to you? He is to me, and I know He's to many of you. You can say, yes, Pastor, He's altogether lovely to me. And that's what counts the most in this life. To die without Him, there's no hope. You can belong to all the religions you want to, all the denominations you want to, say all the prayers you want to, read your Bible as much as you want to. But if Christ is not the center of your heart, of your life, of your home, of your conversation, then you have no hope. You have nothing. Everything else is nothing but vanity, vanity upon vanity, my friends. He is your beloved as well as God's beloved. And this is one proof that you are accepted if you relish in Christ. For all who truly love the Son are approved by the Father. Does not the Scripture tell us, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him? I will set Him on high, because He had known my name. Isn't that wonderful? You think about that. Is Christ your beloved? Is He your beloved? Do you want Him to be your beloved? Do you want to be able to say, yes, I want Him to be my beloved. He is my beloved. If He is your beloved, your recognition of Him as your beloved is thus a sure proof that you are accepted in Him. Do you see that? Now get this. Christ is the Father's beloved. And if you are able to say that Christ is your beloved, then you have been accepted by the Father. It's just the same as John tells us that no one can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. In other words, you have agreed with the Father that Christ is your only mediator, your only hope, your only salvation. And by that agreement, God accepted you in Christ. Out of your heart should flow thanksgiving to God for His glorious grace manifested in His electing love. My friends, the individual who knows Christ talks about Christ. And the reason why individuals do not talk about Christ, they do not know Him. From the pulpit on down to the pews. Individuals in the pews. How many churches you go today, and how many preachers you hear bragging about Christ and what He's done for Him personally, giving His own personal testimony about the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as long as individuals come here, as long as you listen in on the radio, you're going to hear this preacher bragging about Christ. Not bragging about Dr. So-and-so or so-and-so, but bragging about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, about my God who accepted me in Christ. One day I was on the road to hell. But God accepted me in Him. Yes, my friends in the Beloved, God the Father compasses us with favor, honor, and blessings. As we gave you last week the story of a mother hen who covered her chicks with her wings. So God's love in Christ covers all the children of promise. Isn't that wonderful? You think of that? All the past week, I was singing that song, Honey in the Rock. Honey in the Rock. There's honey in the rock for me. There's honey in the rock for you. And this morning, may we experience and enjoy the precious drops of honey from the rock Christ Jesus. Let us do that. Our text tells us, accepted in the Beloved. But it was not always so, was it? We were not always accepted. Did we ever know or remember it before He accepted us? Never did we ever think at all that we were accepted in Christ. As many of us who have been saved by grace through faith are of a certainty accepted in the Beloved, but in times past it was not so. I want us all to turn to the second chapter of Ephesians. Begin reading with that first verse. Listen to it. Ephesians 2. And you hath He quickened. And that word quickened means made alive. You hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. And talking about the prince of the power of the air, he's talking about Satan there. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But listen to that fourth verse. Look at it. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, are you listening? You listening to that portion of Scripture I read to you? Then I want us to turn to Titus, the third chapter, and begin reading with the third verse. Titus, the third chapter. Titus, the third chapter. Begin reading with the third verse. Listen to it. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by faith, by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life, all in Christ. What a contrast. What a contrast is our present condition of acceptance to our position under the law through Adam's fall. What a contrast. Our way was contrary to God's way. Our thoughts were not His thoughts. Our hearts were never right with Him. Praise the Lord. He had not dealt with us after our sins, as Psalms 103:10 tells us. If He did, what would have become of us? If He would have had dealt with us according to our sins, what would have become of you and I? If it wasn't for Christ, the great mediator, who intervened for us, who mediated for us. At that time, lost. We were condemned already because we had not believed on the Son of God. We had no acceptableness before God. His pure and holy eyes could not look upon us. We were so full of everything that provoked Him to jealousy. But now we are, praise the Lord, accepted in the Beloved. We are now under His banner of love, and we are under His care, being adopted into His family. As we said before, we cannot be accepted of God, but in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves us for the sake of the Beloved. God loves us because of Christ. Let us never forget that. Because of the Beloved. God loves us because of Christ. Remember that song we just sang? Let me read it to you. In the Beloved, accepted am I, risen, ascended, and seated on high, saved from all sin through His infinite grace, with the redeemed ones accorded a place. In the Beloved, how safe my retreat. In the Beloved, accounted complete. Who can condemn me? In Him I am free. Savior and keeper forever is He. In the Beloved, I went to the tree. There in His person, by faith, I may see. Infinite wrath rolling over His head. Infinite grace, for He died in my stead. Can you say that? In the Beloved, God's marvelous grace caused me to dwell in this wonderful place. God sees my Savior, and then He sees me. He sees me in the Beloved, accepted and free. Can you say that this morning? Does God see you in Christ Jesus, our Lord? That's the only way He sees you. Outside of Christ, He sees you under the judgment. He sees you under condemnation. In Christ, He sees you free in the law of liberty, of life. Isn't that wonderful? You think of that. I'm a free child in Christ. Free. I enjoy the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. I feed off the riches of Christ, the riches of His grace. I wonder if you taken up with Christ. Let me say this. A redeemed child of God is taken up with Christ. He's relished in that gracious title that he's been accepted of God in the Beloved. And at that time, we were condemned already because we had not believed on the Son of God. We had no acceptableness before God. His pure and holy eyes could not look upon us. We were so full of everything that provoked Him to jealousy. But now we are, praise the Lord, accepted in the Beloved. And as we said, we are under His banner of love. And He loves us for the sake of the Beloved. Oh, believer, may the Holy Spirit lay this to your soul this morning, and may it fill you with delight. Listen, the Lord has chosen you. You did not choose Christ. He chose you. Now you get that.
The Lord has chosen you. Me. I did not choose Him. I had no thoughts of Christ. In fact, the average sinner this morning does not want Christ. You don't want Him to rule over you. But you must have Him to rule over you or die without Him. Lots of sinners do not want Christ to rule over them. Like I said, I didn't. I wanted to have my own way. I wanted to make money. I wanted my own intentions fulfilled. I had great plans in life. I didn't want Christ to intervene. I didn't want this truth preached here to wreck my plans. By nature, a sinner does not want to be saved. Now you get it. By nature, a sinner hates God. Because you want to have your own way. And as long as you want your own way, you can never know the ways of the Lord. And your own way leads to hell. Now you get that. God's way leads to glory, to heaven. But before you're ever saved, you must submit yourselves to the ways of the Lord. And you do not dictate to Him. He dictates to you. And all of your arguing and all of your fuming and all of your fussing and all of your rebellion will be broken before God ever saves you. Before you can ever know the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Before He'll ever accept you in that great privilege of being accepted in the Beloved. Before He'll adorn you with the righteousness of Christ. Before He dips you in the blood, you'll come to the end of your way, the end of your will. Now, you remember that. I'm shooting straight at you this morning with the fire from God's Word. You'll never know to enjoy the privileges and the beauty in Christ until you're broken at His feet as a poor, lost, ruined, hell-deserving sinner. And we're going to continue that when we come back. Our time has gotten by from us, and we must leave you in radio land. Hear the Voice of Truth broadcast next Sunday morning from 7 till 8, and hear Brother Melanson bring the 10 to 11 o'clock Bible School of the Air. Brother Messer bring the 11 o'clock worship hour. Pray for these brethren. Pray for me. Pray for Brother Davis as he brings the night messages, and Brother Lovers as he takes over the work here. Until I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Goodbye. God bless you. Yes, my friends. I know before God saved me, I sat right there where many of you sit here this morning. And I have had the gospel, the truth of God's Word hammered home to my heart over and over. Many times it came like a sledgehammer when nothing else would avail to break that heart. Other times it took the fire of God's Word to burn in there to make me see, to make me understand what a sinner, a condemned criminal I was. I had to face the justice of God before I could know the mercies of God in Christ. But the greatest thing that ever happened in my life is when God accepted me and He made me bow and bend to His will. And to know His will in Christ today. You can't enjoy Christ with a crooked will or with a perverted will or with a rebellious will. You can't enjoy your title. You cannot relish in Christ. Because where all these things are, Christ is not enthroned. Self is enthroned. And before Christ can be enthroned in your heart and your life, self must be dethroned. Now you get that. Self must be dethroned in the heart for Christ, the pearl of great price, to be enthroned in the heart. May God help us and lead you. I love every one of you. That's the reason why I preach like I do. That's the reason why I tell you over and over again, as God gives me the liberty and the freedom, that you may know the Lord Jesus Christ in reality and enjoy Him. And know of assurance that you know Him and that you can say He's mine. That God accepted me in Christ. May you go away with those thoughts this morning. And we'll continue this lesson or this message when I get back. There's a whole lot yet to say. But you continue to pray for me. I love you. I leave my love with you. And God's love with you. His care. Leave you under His care. His spreading wings to protect you. To keep you. Keep you from the enemies. Keep you from those who would draw you away from the truth. I leave you in His care. God bless every one of you. Let's stand.